Should algebra be taught in school? No.
Personally, I think it should be completely your choice. Like, everybody should learn a bit of algebra, because imagine one day you're broke, so you decide to start a business. You'll need algebra, probably. And so you'll be like, oh, well, it's good. When I was young, in my olden days, I learned a bit of this. And yeah, but I don't think you should be like having big quantities of algebra in your brain. And like, it should be definitely a choice. Oh, wow, my...
I think you shouldn't learn algebra at school. I think you should have the option of learning algebra, because basically think that if you really like are poor and you have no money and you really like need to become a businessman and learn algebra, you can just get a tutor if like you haven't chosen that option. So I feel like it's a waste of time.
Yeah, but some people don't have enough money for a tutor.
Yeah, but let me just say, basically, what Bea was trying, what Bea was saying, and when Emily interrupted her, she was saying, basically, if you learn algebra in lycée, for example, you'll have the option to learn it in lycée, and if you don't do it in lycée and you want to use it when, you don't know you want to use it when you're older, and you need to use it when you're older, just like take classes or something like that to learn it.
Yeah, but like theoretically, some people, for example, it's different because school is free. So like, if you learn algebra in school, then it's, if you want to do a business later on in life, then at least you'll have algebra. But if you don't learn algebra in school, then you'll probably need to take lessons, but that like costs money and not everybody can afford to like take separate lessons then, because school is free. So it doesn't really like math, like you don't pay for it. So,
So next question.
The next question is,
should swear words be in a song? I say yes, because I like if you like listen to a word. I can't even speak anymore. Okay, I'm gonna start from the beginning. If you listen to a song with swear words in, or you don't want your daughters or your sons to your young sons or daughters to repeat them, then just choose the songs without them. I can't even speak anymore. Wait.
So I think you can. I think they should be allowed in songs because it should be that an artist's free will to choose what they do with their voice. They have a voice for a reason. They can express themselves if they really want to. And if they don't want their kids listening to swear words, they can just put like a ban on their, a limit on their account.
Yeah, but then if they don't know how to do that, then you're not, yeah, but not everybody has Spotify. Not everybody has Spotify, so like sometimes you can stop swear songs that have swear words on Spotify, but on not necessarily on all music platforms. Like some music platforms, you can't.
Yeah, and also like if a kid finds a melody, like if a kid finds a really good melody and really always wants to sing it, well, he or she won't be able to sing it because, well, it has a swear words and their parents don't want it. But I also do agree with the fact that artists should be able to express themselves if they want, but they should also do like another song without any swear words, please. Go on, Thea.
Stop all being so smart because you make me look stupid. First of all, basically, I believe that artists should be able to express themselves. For example, they say swear words, for instance, like when they're sad in a song, or for example, when they're really in love or something. So there's a reason behind it that they say the swear words.
But then, like, yeah, I guess, but they should at least make radio edits, because then if a song's really good and a kid, because then you can't not, like, you can't not make your kids sing it, because then they're never, if like that song speaks to them but there's a swear word in it, then they're never going to be able to like listen to it again, except, well, you should at least make radio edits of stuff.
If they find a song really good, then they can just record it, and instead of the swear words, they can just put a beep sound, or if they're really that much into it. Otherwise, like, you couldn't like just ban all swear words on Spotify, or find the clean versions for all the songs.
Yeah, but there aren't necessarily clean versions.
You can search it up on Safari or on any browsing account.
YouTube.
You can find clean versions of all the songs.
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna pass on to the next thing, because so the next question. It's, would you prefer the beach or the mountains, like to go on holiday?
It depends where you live, I think. For example, if you live in the mountains, you'll probably prefer to go to the beach on holiday. But if you live at the beach, then you'll probably prefer to go to the mountains.
Yeah, I think we all agree with that.
Yeah, I think we should move on to the next question.
So the next question is, can you love more than one person?
So honestly, I don't like, it depends on what type of love, like friendly and family love. Well, yeah, obviously you can love loads of different people. Oh my goodness. I can love all my friends, all my family, and that doesn't mean anything romantic. But I think romantically you can only like love one person.
I think romantically you can love like your husband, but if like Anakai Barton or like your celebrity crush asked you out, you would say yes and you would like leave your husband.
Yeah, but that's definitely not like doable. Like,
then you would still love your I'm just gonna finish. If for example your husband died, you would find another husband if you were still young, and you would still love your husband and your husband that has passed.
Yeah, true.
Personally, I think, I believe that you can only love one person truly. For example, when I like someone, if I ever get a boyfriend, or basically...
Which she doesn't, by the way.
Guys, shut up. Stop waking me. You're making me cry. I would never cheat on them. I would truly love them, and I wouldn't love anybody else. Like, I believe you can only love one person truly when you actually love someone. Anyways.
I feel like you can love one person. Like, you should only want love one person at a time. But then you can't control your feelings. Like, if you love someone truly, but then they do something or something happens and you just don't love them anymore, you can't force yourself to love them. But so you can love somebody else.
I believe that you can only love one. But I never said, like, for example, if they hurt you or if they, insult you or any other things that actually... take you to heart, then I believe that you can love someone else. Like,
okay, so everybody, it's time to finish our little podcast / interview.
It's the end.
Hope you all had a good listening, a good time.
I hope you.
Even though it was a bit weird at sometimes and awkward and long, but hopefully it was still good. And happy winter, everybody. It's
bye, guys.
Snowing.
Happy winter.
My birthday.
It's snowing. On the 28th is my birthday.
Bye,
guys.
Love you.
Bye.